faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Folks, here's what's actually going on with Ukraine. And you guessed it, it doesn't resemble at all what the media is telling you. First of all, what was the purpose of the Alaska summit? The mainstream media can't get this right on purpose. Because they can't tell it to you. They're the architects of the lies that started this whole thing and got a million people killed. The purpose of the Alaska summit is this. Trump and Putin are the number one and number two targets of the globalist deep state hoaxes on Earth. That's why the picture of the two of them standing beneath the sign pursuing peace. That's the official White House photo that was circulated. That's why that picture drives the deep state swamp insane. They both survived. And now they're demolishing the deep state's number one foreign policy goal, World War III with Russia. For global conquest, but also for maximum profit. That'd be for the weapons makers and the contractors that swamp political donations thrive from, and for the Euro weenies. Well, you know the deals that our Democrats have here where they live off the NGOs and billions in printed dollars? Yeah, the Euro weenies live off the NATO NGOs, their friends, their families, entire political classes. That's why they want to keep this thing going. You've got to understand that the central goal of U.S. foreign policy from Obama and Hillary forward to Biden was to start World War III with Russia. And the original address for the war was supposed to be Syria, but that shifted to Ukraine in 2014 after John Brennan, CIA, violently overthrew Ukraine's last truly elected government chosen by the people at the polls. The poor Ukrainian people have lived in a dictatorship run by U.S. intel agencies and our State Department ever since. Then the Obama administration used the Russia hoax as an excuse to militarize Russia's border based on lies and censor anyone on social media who tried to tell you the truth. Remember, Obama punished, I put that in air quotes, punished Russia for hacking our election infrastructure by putting tanks and troops on Russia's border at the end of his presidency, a total provocation to war we'd never tolerate on the U.S. border. This is after, again, they violently overthrew Ukraine's last truly elected government. But the hoaxes didn't stop there. In 2017, in a near unanimous vote, Congress sanctioned Russia, especially its energy sales, which make up 60% of its GDP, in punishment for hacking slash collusion that Hillary actually did. In fact, this, folks, was the purpose for the rollout of the declassification the last 2 weeks. The timing of that was not a coincidence. And what it showed, the most critical part of it, was an FBI whistleblower who reported to his superiors that it wasn't Russia who hacked those boards of election or anything having to do with the election. It was actually federal contractors who were hired by the Hillary Clinton campaign that faked that internet traffic. Yet the sanctions we put on Russia for that were very real. Entire swaths of Congress members were fooled into voting for the Russia sanctions to punish Russia for internet traffic that those Hillary contractors faked. In other words, Russia never cyber attacked us. Yet it very specifically says in the sanctions that again destroyed Russia's economy that they were in retaliation for the cyber attack. If you've listened to this podcast for a long time, you know all of this. So what was the purpose of the Alaska summit? It was for the world's two foremost targets of the deep state's hoaxes. Hoaxes that were intended to get us into World War III, as well as discredit Trump and put him in prison for 700 years. It was for those two targets, Trump and Putin, to appear together on the world stage and for Trump to do the thing that it'll take to make peace happen. Peace cannot happen without this one thing. And what is that? To exonerate Vladimir Putin for any part in the Russia collusion hoax. And of course, himself as well. It was an incredible moment in world history. An absolute triumph of both men over the evil deep state. U.S. Attorney Ed Martin is part of Pam Bondi's team, who's working right now to prosecute the folks in the deep state behind the Russia collusion hoax and all the felonies it took to create it. Martin understands how the Russia collusion hoax led to a million dead in Ukraine.
And, you know, Brett had President Trump on an interview on that flight to Alaska. And in the interview, President Trump said the Russia hoax was meant to destroy the relationship with Russia, make it impossible to get things under control, get a reset like Hillary said she wanted. So what we have in the Department of Justice now is a weaponization working group and the backing of our leadership to go and find this stuff. And so the Russia hoax.
And that is exactly what Donald Trump did. It was the purpose of this summit. There's no way a relationship between Russia and America can begin to heal, and we can avoid World War III without it. And so Trump stood before a likely enraged media and exonerated Putin and himself.
I've always had a fantastic relationship with President Putin, with Vladimir. We had many tough meetings. Good meetings. We were interfered with by the Russia hoax. It made it a little bit tougher to deal with, but he understood it. But we had to put up with the Russia hoax. He knew it was a hoax, and I knew it was a hoax, but what was done was very criminal. But it made it harder for us to deal as a country in terms of the business and all of the things that we'd like to have dealt with. But
those sanctions passed in 2017 and signed by Trump, because he had to then. He was accused of being a Russian agent. Damn near destroyed the Russian economy. I don't know where Russia goes to get its economy back. We did grievous harm to that country. But the Russian people needed to see that admission in order for Putin to be able to go forward with peace, if he has any actual intention of doing that. Trump made sure to explain that to Bret Baier, that he and Putin have wanted to do this before, but that it wasn't possible until everybody was exonerated in the Russia collusion hoax, as everyone has been. Every aspect of it, with the declassifications in recent weeks, has been proven fake. So, folks, I want you to hear this from Trump so you'll know I was the only one saying this last week that I could find of in the conservative commentariat even saying this. And Trump was trying to explain it over the weekend. Moving forward is not possible. You couldn't get a deal until this particular sin was admitted and healed.
But I had a good relationship with him. We had no problems. We had, you know, country that was, we were getting along. We were doing fine. We have tremendous potential. You know, Russia has very valuable land. We have tremendous potential to have a great relationship, a great business relationship. But we couldn't do it because of the crooked, demented people that created the phony Russia. And I told him, I said, you know, Vladimir, there's no way we're going to make a deal. You know that. He said, well, I think it's going to be tough. I said, no, not tough. It's impossible because I have wise guys that created a phony deal. And until that settled up, that was the hoax, the big hoax, the greatest. Well, one of the greatest hoax. I think we have a lot of others that we can talk about, all by the same group of very, very bad Americans. I'm going to be nice when I say it.
Well, even though there haven't been indictments yet in the last 2 weeks, it has been settled up. Again, the timing of the declassification is not a coincidence. It was done deliberately in the run-up to this Russian summit. Now enter the treacherous Euroweenies, all of them on their way to the White House today. Just weeks ago, they were attempting to keep the war going, undermining Trump at every turn. They still are, announcing over the weekend that they'll carry on the war themselves. With Zelensky coming forward and saying he's not, this was as of this morning, not giving up any territory at all. They'll do anything to keep this thing going. But they've got a problem. J.D. Vance last week announced no more money for Euroweenie wars. They could buy weapons if they want from us and continue on with the hostilities, but we're not helping. A lot of you have said, hey, we should just leave NATO. Don't I wish? Unfortunately, Trump can't do that without a vote of Congress, and he won't get it. So what's going on right now? Well, the Euroweenies are flying in to make sure that they do everything to keep the war going. Did you notice something? We skipped the ceasefire agreement. Trump says now we'll go straight to a peace deal. Why is that necessary? Because what's happened in recent months is that every time that Trump and Putin get close to a peace deal, and they have several times, they got real close, NATO will take the remaining funds that we sent them from last year and a lot of the military hardware, they'll fly right into Russia and start bombing civilians. You know this if you read Russian media, Indian media, a lot of media really outside of the U.S. In the U.S., all you hear is that Putin retaliated, and that's the problem. Every time the Euroweenies kill civilians inside of Russia or blow up military outlets, whatever they're blowing up, this weekend they blew up a major pipeline into Turkey, where Russia makes money from natural gas it sells Turkey, and then Russia turned around and retaliated. If you notice the U.S. media, there's no mention of the attacks this weekend by NATO on Russia. There's none at all of the civilians that were killed, only the retaliation by Putin. That's what Trump needs Putin to do right now, to hold his fire. Trump knows that NATO will attack, will do anything to scuttle these peace talks, and he needs Putin not to respond. Inside of Russia, you got to understand something. Putin is a real moderate, okay? There are bloodthirsty oligarchs that want to go full World War III with this thing and take all of Ukraine. Putin is always under a tremendous amount of pressure, especially when civilians die. So Putin has 100% of the time always responded, and he did this weekend. So what Trump needs is a signed peace deal, number one. Number two, he needs Putin to hold his fire even if the Euroweenies and NATO attack after the peace deal, which is what it sounds like they're doing. It sounds like they're vowing they're going to continue this. So that's why you see Trump skipping the ceasefire part of this, because he knows the Euroweenies will just hit Russia. Russia will hit back. It's not going to work out for anybody. So what is Trump's goal here?
They've lost right now 5,000 to 7,000. They're losing a week, mostly soldiers, Russian and Ukraine soldiers. Think of this. Last week, they lost 7,000 and 11 soldiers. Is something that has to stop. And I'll tell you what, if I didn't win this election, and if I wasn't doing this, you right now could be in a third world war. That was heading to a third world war, you know.
And that right there is the goal. To so definitively end this war that the Euroweenies and Zelensky or whatever puppet they're using at that point can't restart it. Even the people of Ukraine don't want this. Just had a Gallup poll out. Just 26% of Ukrainians support the war. Over 70% don't. The only people who support it are those profiting off of it. Again, the leeches at NATO, our security contractors, and the like. So Trump's got to end this war. Here's the thing, folks. He loves our troops. He's got to end this war definitively enough that if the Democrats steal the presidency in 2028, they cannot drag us and our troops back into it. Because remember, that is the goal. Do you remember when Charles Brown, who was the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff under Joe Biden, let the cat out of the bag last year, that they intended, this is the, you know, the Democrats, the Biden administration, they intended to put U.S. troops on the ground, on the front lines, and to fight Russia from the air as well with our Air Force. Brown said it was a certainty we were going to do this, and they have to. They're out of Ukrainian bodies. I mean, they don't have anyone left to kill in that country. I feel so bad for those people. And Brown said it was a certainty that our troops would deploy to the battleground in Ukraine on the front lines, but he wouldn't name a timeline. And of course, that was the reason for that was obvious. It was after the election if Harris won, and it would have caused World War III. Again, that was the goal. So why are the Euroweenies, all these European leaders, beating a path to the White House? By the way, this will be the largest gathering in U.S. history at one time of all the leaders of these countries. We've never had so many European countries in the White House physically at one time. What are they doing? Well, number one, they're hoping to scuttle any, no matter what they got to do, any kind of peace deal to keep the money flowing. And ultimately, they hope to conquer Russia and partition it into six countries and rule them. And their rule is increasingly very authoritarian. We just, by the way, listed European countries over the weekend, along with traditional human rights abusers because of the censorship. And now you've even got Germany saying they're going to outlaw certain political parties that aren't leftist. You won't even be allowed to run for office. So, I mean, we're talking about watching the Iron Curtain that used to be the USSR come down on Europe. Russia doesn't want to live under that. Nobody does. But what do the Euroweenies want? And this is what's fraught with danger, because they will sign in a hot minute if Trump offers them a security agreement. And I was terrified to hear that Russia has agreed to a security agreement. What does that mean? Well, it's the same as Article 5 of the NATO treaty, that America will pledge to defend Ukraine if Ukraine and Russia get in a conflagration. We will be obligated to do it. That is a disaster. Here's Rebecca Grant, security expert on Fox News this morning, explaining this. She sounds happy. I don't know why. It's practically civilizational suicide that'll guarantee World War III.
Steve Witkoff said yesterday on several of the Sunday shows that Russian President Vladimir Putin in Alaska agreed that the United States and Europe can offer NATO Article 5 style protection, security guarantees to Ukraine, which is an attack on one is an attack on all. He said that this is the first time he's ever heard Russia agree to this and called it a game changer. This will be the topic of conversation at the White House today. So what does this mean for the United States and our troops in the future?
An Article 5 guarantee, that is the mutual self-defense guarantee. It's only been used one time when the European nations supported us on 9/11. So what we see here is the closest possible security ties short of NATO membership. And this really means that Ukraine will have powerful deterrence against a potential future attack from Russia. Implications for the U.S. will continue to stand with our European partners in NATO, and we'll carry that out through multiple domains, air, space, cyber, and all of that.
The Euro weenies would love to sign a thing like that. They'll drop a false flag so fast your head will spin, and this time we'll be obligated, double obligated. We're already obligated to NATO, but we'll be obligated to defend Ukraine. Honestly, it'd be better if the talks just fell apart today than that getting signed. Yeah, Trump would get the short-term kudos of, you know, being the guy who brought peace to Ukraine, but it wouldn't last 6 months. They'll just do a false flag, NATO will, and cause the whole thing to spin into World War III. Except now we're not only obligated to print hundreds of billions of dollars more to continue with the thing, you're going to see our troops in the crossfire. And for what? So I really hope the Trump people aren't serious. That's a disaster. And folks, once Trump's gone, if this is in place, the Democrats will simply use it if they get power again to start World War III. Let me give an example of how they do that. I've talked about it multiple times in this podcast. There was a false flag a couple of years back. What happened was Zelensky launched a missile into Poland. Poland is a NATO country, so we are bound to defend them. That missile killed a farmer. Well, Zelensky lied and said, no, that's a Russian missile. It's not ours. And we immediately triggered Article 4, which leads to Article 5, which is the beginning of war, with the U.S. expected to go to war with Russia to defend Poland. Well, thankfully, there were a couple of honest politicians in Poland who said, no, let's take a look at this missile. It turned out Zelensky was lying. It was his. And the process, the Article 4/5 process, was halted. That's how close we came to war. They could do this with one missile. So agreeing to defend Zelensky, not a good idea. A better idea? Mineral rights deals that put major American companies right there in Russian-controlled, formerly Ukrainian territories. But with Zelensky already rebelling, saying he's not giving any land up, maybe nothing gets done. And folks, that's preferable to signing a security deal. A security deal is a disaster. Mark my words, I don't know the date World War III will begin, but if we sign one, it will. The only question becomes, will they do it under Trump's watch or will they wait till he's out of office to restart it? With a daughter going into the military next year, that terrifies me. The only question is when the war begins. We need to permanently end it. And I hope Trump's got a plan.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.